Good morning. Micah 6:8 has so many different lessons to teach us, whether that's the involvement of it in the movie Courageous, and teaching us as Christians how to not only be courageous parents or children of God, but to be courageous Christians and do something in the community, or whether that's teaching us how to live without regret, or living our life to the fullest and being able to deal with regret. But when I read Micah 6:8, I think learning. Now, this may seem weird because if you read on earlier in Micah 6:8, it's God commanding his people to do this, not God instructing or God teaching, but God commanding. But I assure you that Micah 6:8 is one of the most impactful learning Bible verses that there is. Acting justly. One of my favorite characters in the Bible is Job, a just and wholesome man who did no wrong in his life, at least that we know of. But he never stopped being a just man. He fought for moral reasons. He lived life for God's reasons, not for his own selfish reasons or to elevate himself over others. Throughout high school, I learned how to do this. When I was a sophomore, I broke out of this awkward social shell that I was in and spread myself out into the community instead of just being tucked away. And I did this through trying to find justice in the community and bring justice to our society. Did you know, Trulia magazine came out a few months ago with a top 10 most sinful cities list in the United States. Ohio was the only state with two cities on that list, Columbus being somewhere around 8 or 9, and Toledo being number 5. Yes, the hometown that we're in right now, that all of your friends live in, that you live in, your children or your parents, is the 5th most sinful city in the entire United States. If you want to change the world, if we want to change the world as Christians, we don't have to go to Haiti or Africa to do it. We just have to walk outside our doors and make a difference in this community. Whether that's going to St. Paul's and serving in the soup kitchen, or donating money to an organization that helps stop gang violence or sex trafficking, or whether that's just picking up litter or snow blowing someone's lawn without a reward. Acting justly is how we are led to love faithfulness. Now, different translations of the Bible put this part differently. Some say love faithfulness, some say love kindness, and some say love mercy. But the main message is love. Our culture abuses the word love in today's society. Whether that's saying, I love this guy or girl who's super attractive, or I love my new TV, or I love my new laptop. This fake and material love. Now, I'm not saying any of those things are bad, but we need to remember what love is, what God and Jesus taught us what love is, what genuine love is. Job teaches us that. Job taught me that. My parents taught me that. When I was growing up, I had a lot of anger management issues, and my parents loved me unconditionally, and that's how I learned to deal with them, was love. Instead of hating my neighbors, respecting the differences and loving them just the same. And that leads us to walking humbly with our God. This is our faith journey, the backbone of our lives. Job was the most humble man because when everything was taken away from him, his wife, his children, all of his animals, his house, everything he owned, even the clothes on his back, he kneeled down in front of God and praised him. That is powerful. He didn't turn his back to God. He turned towards him and moved closer to him. Imagine what a difference we can make if we learn to do that. When something bad happens to us, instead of turning our backs towards God and ignoring him for some period of time, moving closer to him and building that relationship we have with him. Yes, Job is one of the greatest examples of Christian superheroes that there is. And we can learn so much from Job and so much from Micah 6:8. But the most important thing we need to realize is what we learn, we have to pass that on. We have to be the superheroes for that corrupted world out there. Amen.